Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And I think the easiest thing to do is to fire Mike McCarthy. I mean, that was one of the most embarrassing, probably the worst playoff loss by a Dallas Cowboys team.
Oh,
I mean, right?
For sure.
At home, they had won 16 in a row. Green Bay was 9-8. And if it wasn't for the new playoff thing, they wouldn't even be in the playoffs.
Right.
They come there. They put up, what, 45 on you?
48.
48 in your own building. Mm-hmm. I mean, an embarrassing. Jordan Love played great, but it was an embarrassing. Dak Prescott was horrible. And so, Kerry, I want to say this. Firing Mike McCarthy's the easy part.
Right.
I want us to talk about Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Because that's where you have the issue if you're the Dallas Cowboys. He is now 2-5 in the postseason as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't get over the hump, can't get to the second round, right? They just keep, they just keep stumbling when people think they're going to have this run.
Yeah.
And their first four possessions were awful. I think there was a couple of punts, a pick six. Another interception.
Yep.
You know, before you looked up, they were down 27-0.
Right.
I'm convinced that the Dallas Cowboys cannot continue to go on any further with Dak Prescott.
Mm.
They must move on from Dak Prescott. I know that Jerry Jones, more than anything, he's already in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But he knows his full ticket will never be punched until that team can win a Super Bowl under his watch. Jimmy Johnson was the one who engineered all that when they were winning
for sure
25, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Since Jerry has taken over the Cowboys as a mom-and-pop store, because that's what it is. His kids are there and all this. It's a mom-and-pop store.
Yeah.
They don't win anything. And Kerry, I know your first question out of your mouth, well, who are you going to replace him with and all that? I'll figure that out later. I'm not restructuring his contract. I'm not giving him a new deal. I'm not doing that. I'm looking to make a trade and move on from Dak Prescott.
You cannot figure that out later, Rob. You're talking about a franchise quarterback, right? Their franchise quarterback. Excuse me. Let me put that out there. Their franchise
right.
quarterback. On the market right now, there's nobody that you're going to get that's better than that, right? That's available. That's just not going to happen. If you were to draft a quarterback, you're going to have to wait a couple of years unless you luck up and get C.J. Stroud, right? Which is, we just saw that happen this past season, right? The kid comes in and defies all odds and he becomes C.J. Stroud, right? But it just doesn't happen. There's so much wrong with Dallas outside of Dak. Dak is a problem, but there's so much more. And it starts from the top. When you look at the head coach, when you look at McCarthy, We already knew coming into this postseason there was a lot of questions about him just as a tactical coach and all the things that he's done in previous regimes and even here in Dallas. For him to have those guys not prepared and ready to go in this playoff hunt, the way they came out flat and scared and looked nervous, all the things they looked on that field, you got to start with him. And I know the quarterback is the guy. I know he is the guy that makes the engine run on the field, but they just weren't ready.
I give you that.
Yeah.
I give you that. And everything you said is true.
Yeah.
But the big decision, you got Trey Lance sitting there.
You
and
do.
And I'm just saying,
yep.
It ain't like he was drafted. They moved up. They gave up draft picks for him. The kid didn't get a chance to play. He played three games. Come on.
I agree with that, yeah.
Okay, he's played three games.
Yeah.
Everybody made a judgment. He got hurt.
Yep.
Played three games. Oh, he can't play. Really?
Right.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm with you on that, yeah.
We don't know what Trey Lance is, but guess what? We know what Dak Prescott is. I'm telling you.
That's true. I mean, and that's true. You're true.
At this point, I'm going to take the unknown rather than the known. The known means we're not going anywhere as long as he's quarterback.
Yeah, I hear you.
How many years are you going to do that? That's the problem, Kerry, is you know it. For Dak to say after the game, I suck. Thanks, Dak.
We saw the game.
We saw the game with you. You didn't need to tell us that.
Right. So would you open up the quarterback room and make it a competition with Trey Lance, or what would you do with that situation?
Nah, I would move to trade.
You would just,
Dak Prescott.
Gotcha.
I gotta get him out of a Cowboys uniform. I gotta move on. Drastic times call for drastic. This is drastic. I'm not even acting like this is easy or this is what people do. No.
Right.
It's hard to find a quarterback. He just came off one of the best seasons he ever had.
Yes.
And then he lays a stinker. He turned to goo when the lights turned on, the bright lights.
And what you're saying is, that's accurate, too. You could literally see it in his face. I was here watching it in the studio yesterday, and you could see him, once they fell behind, he's going to press because that's what quarterbacks do in that situation. But he looks like a deer in headlights, and it's crazy to see, because for him to have played so well this year and just to revert back to not playing good football when it counts, it's something that needs to be studied, actually.
Right. Yeah. At some point, you look at it and you have to go, okay, like, this is not 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
Been there 7 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. I just don't know if you're Jerry Jones, like, seriously. Jerry Jones, he's old. He wants to win again.
Yeah.
And this is not, if you could sit there really and go, okay, we'll get rid of Mike McCarthy and bring him back, dude, I don't know how you could really look at that and think that's going to work out for you. That's where I'm at with Dak, and I'm not saying there's not a place for him.
Yeah.
Or there's not, just sometimes you need to change the scenery, go somewhere else. But if you're the Cowboys, I don't know how that's going to be good for you to bring. You can't. What's the definition of insanity?
Yeah,
to keep doing the same thing over, and over expecting and a different result.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is it, Kerry? How could somebody melt down consistently when the bright lights are on?
We talked about this before, but it's everybody's not built for those moments. They really aren't, and I think that separates them. That separates you being a good player to a great player, having those big moments in the playoffs. And Dak just hasn't had it. And he hasn't had it with multiple coaches, too. So you also, what you said earlier, right? Like, McCarthy's the obvious choice to get canned, right?
Right, that's easy, right.
But he's also had, under Garrett, the same thing, right? It wasn't like he was playing lights out with Garrett and then now he's reverted to being a bad version of Dak. Like, he's had those things happen multiple times in the playoffs. So, I mean, I guess Dak said it probably perfectly, right? After the game, he said, if you're going to bag on McCarthy and what he did, you should bag on me. And I think that's another obvious
thing. He's right.
He said it himself, yeah.
Because he had to say that. He knows it's not just Mike McCarthy.
Right.
And I'm not one of, you know me, I'm not trying to protect coaches. I think he should go.
Yeah.
But to me, that's obvious, like McCarthy. It's about getting rid of a star quarterback who just can't get it done when you need it most. That's where we are. Do you just bring them back and hope to? Because I remember in Detroit when the Pistons had that run, they beat the the Lakers in 2004. Sorry, Rob G. I know every time I bring that up, it's a sore spot for people who live in L.A. That Pistons team beat Shaq and Kobe.
That Pistons team was gritty.
That was a great team. Yeah. I covered all their games. But anyway, and Nate, if you remember, they went to the Eastern Conference Final like 6 years in a row.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, they had a great run, and they just could 3 years in a row, they couldn't get over the hump. And they made a change.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
And what they do, they got rid of Chauncey Billups and brought in Allen Iverson. And that's what I'm trying to say,
yeah,
is they knew they couldn't, after 3 years in a row of not being able to get back to the finals,
yeah,
you can't bring the same team back and act like, oh, we'll do it again. That's where I think the Cowboys are.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but let's play this. Let's play good cop, bad cop for a second here. With the San Francisco 49ers in the 90s, when they made the switch from Joe Montana to Steve Young, Steve Young couldn't win a playoff game for a while. The big clip when Steve Young finally won the big playoff game to get to the championship, he took the monkey off his back. There is a level of patience that a lot of times inside you have to have more than the outside. So as fans, as observers watching the game, obviously we want to see things happen.
Do you know why I couldn't be a doctor?
Why is that?
I don't have any patience. Okay.
There you go.
But
most people don't.
I mean, I can't do it. Let me give you this.
Yeah.
Prescott is set to have a $59.5 million cap hit in 2024.
Yeah, Steve Young wasn't making that.
Okay. There you go. The second highest in the NFL.
Yeah.
They're already $15 million over the salary cap with their starting left tackle and center heading to free agency. Look at all of these.
Yeah.
And contract extensions are looming for Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
One where the Dallas has to do, look at what you have. Your plate is a mess. You just had SpaghettiO with no bread to stop it up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rob G, you know this now that my birthday party's come and gone. Rob G, the first thing he says, oh, I see you eating pasta now, because I've been on a strict for the last year, Rob G, right? I was on a strict
Yeah, you were like on the Atkins diet.
I lost 40 some odd pounds in the past year.
Wow.
And though, so some people in Detroit, I bring it up because they think I should be eating crow today. Is that that's the reason, Rob G. Why, yes.
That was a good joke. That was better than what you said at your comedy, bro, your stand-up routine.
Rob G., was it a little too blue for you? Or
no, some of the jokes, I mean, I heard some of them before, but the other ones, I'm like, you can't say that on the radio. So I'm glad that you there was a no cell phone rule in effect because Rob would have been fired.
I might have been fired. It went a little blue.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, can I get a little bit of that? But I guess I'll refrain from that.
We got a video coming.
Yeah,
we're going to put together, and I'll be able to send it to me. Yeah, about tonight.
But I know the raw, unedited stuff. Yeah, I'll have to send you that separately.
Yes,
because if Rob wants to have a future in media, you can have those jokes out on about.
I'm not ready to retire yet, so I got to hold on. But yes. So from Detroit, I'm hearing about I should eat crow, and I was never buying into the Lions. You know my history in Detroit. I covered Detroit Lions as a columnist for like 20 years, went on the road. I saw everything. I saw the Megatron and Stafford losses in the postseason. I saw two 24-game road losing streaks, which you looked at me and can't believe, shook your head.
That's unfathomable.
That was during the Matt Millen era when he was GM. Just awful stuff. It was incredible how bad it was. And my whole point this year was everything lined up nicely for them.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers done out of the division. They had never won the NFC North, right? It's been a long time coming. Never won that division. So obviously there's no Aaron Rodgers in the division. So Packers got a new quarterback. In Minnesota,
Kirk Cousins got hurt.
And the Bears weren't that good.
Yeah.
So there it is. They should have won the division. It was set up for them. Okay. My whole point was, I'm going to believe it when they win a playoff game. Okay? That something different is happening in Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm not crowning them anything, but that something different is happening from what I was used to seeing. Because they made it, people made it like they had never won 10 or 11 games. They did with Caldwell.
Yes.
They did go to the playoffs. Yes. They just didn't win.
Yeah.
So that was my whole point, was like, let's not act like they never won 10 games, they never went to the playoffs, and this is all brand new.
Uh-huh.
I've seen those teams, and they lost.
Yeah.
And they had good players. Calvin Johnson was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
They had Stafford. They had Ndamukong Suh. Yeah. They had, you know what I mean, like some talented players.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they hold on. They get out to a lead in the first half. Only score 3 points in the second half, but it's enough. And they hold the Rams. They win 24-23. What was the Rams, Rob G? 0-3 in the red zone. In the second half, you know, couldn't get there. Couldn't get home.
Couldn't get in.
And that was the difference in the game. What your thoughts on the Lions this game and moving forward?
Well, you said—
Because I got to give you credit. You did say that they would win the playoff game, right? You called it.
I did call that. But, yeah, it was one of those things where you say you were waiting to see something new. I think you should have saw something new when Dan Campbell came in. And I know there's been coaches that have come in and spoke their talk, and you know,
his name was Rod Marinelli, and he went 0-16. I've seen those guys. You know,
he went 0-16.
Yeah, they went 0-16. And let me tell you, the year he went 0-16, Roger Goodell came to the Lions practice facility, met with the coach, and I swear, he comes into the media and he's like, I met with Coach Marinelli, and after I talked to him, man, I wanted to put on pads and a helmet myself and play. Like, he was that guy.
Uh-huh.
Military guy, talked a great game, got a pound of rock, all that.
But, yes. But see,
I know Dan played.
So, I was just about to say, so that part, right? Yes, you can come in and talk the talk, but you can see his players walking the walk for him. He doesn't have to do that anymore. You don't see him saying the outlandish stuff that he said when he first got there. His players are doing that, and they're showing that. So, I mean, we could see that. Even down the stretch last year, right, the way they played down the stretch last year, they had bought in. The fans bought in. The fans were there loud. They were showing up. And you could see the support starting to change there. And all that, you know, that carryover from that, those couple of years to this moment now where they are, I mean, this team is for real, and you can see it. I mean, you can see the talent. You can see the X's and O's that are being put in place as well. This is a really well-rounded team.
Well, see, let me just push back a little bit on that.
That's okay. Yeah, for sure.
Let's do this. Here's why I still question where they were going and what we were seeing.
Yep.
When they played the playoff teams, the good teams, they didn't win. And that is why I started to question, what are we really watching? Okay, they beat Kansas City to start the season.
Maybe Kansas City game
and they were missing their two out of their three best players.
They're missing Kelce, yep.
And
Jones, yep.
Okay, so they won.
Yep.
I'm not taking it away from them. Mm-hmm. Then they had a game against Baltimore. That was like, oh, we're going to match, see where we are in Baltimore. They lost 38-6.
Yeah, it wasn't close.
That was an embarrassment.
Yep.
They gave up 38 points to the Chargers. So I'm like, okay, they won that game long field goal, but they gave up 38 points in that game. Mm-hmm. They lost to Green Bay.
Well, you know, right? that loss doesn't look as bad now.
No, though. But at home at that time, Green Bay wasn't that good, and they were 9-2 at that time.
Yep.
And they lost to the Bears. Okay.
They lost to the Bears down the stretch, or was it early on?
And then they lost to the Bears midway, December 10th, at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So they lost that game. And then they also lost to the Cowboys in Dallas. Remember, that was another like game that they should have won.
They should have won that.
They should have won that game, but they didn't. Yeah. So I saw those kind of games, mm-hmm. and that's what gave me points.
Well, you're operating from a place of futility.
Because that's all I saw.
So, you're right. That's where you're operating from. But if you look at this team, obviously there's going to be some stinkers in the season. You're not going to play well all the way throughout. But just seeing the mechanics of their operation and how the coach, you know, has set them up to be successful and for them to go out and play the way they have, it's been night and day for me. And so, yes, I predict them, you know, not just getting this one playoff win. I think they're going to win another one. And I think they're going to make it to the NFC Championship game. And I think they're going to have a chance to prove a lot of people wrong. And hopefully
so are they going to the Super Bowl?
I'm not going to say that.
Why not?
Because they may have to go through San Fran and Kansas City.
So what?
Out here in Santa Clara. So
yeah, but they get to the Super Bowl, you got to play a good team, right?
Yes,
Do you think they can go to the Super Bowl?
I do think they can.
So do you think they will?
I'm not going to say that.
Why not? I'm trying to paint you into a corner.
I see that, but San Francisco is the best team. But Detroit, on a given Sunday, if they have the right recipe that day, can beat San Fran too as well. But I'm not going to say they're going to be the representation of the NFC right now.
And anybody who's watched me locally on KNBC, I do the show called The Challenge mm-hmm. after every football game, after Sunday Night Football.
Yep.
I never bought into the Rams. They had this stretch at the end. They beat, again, a lot of bad teams, got a nice run going, mm-hmm. and I just was even not convinced. Like, everybody had Matthew Stafford going to the Hall of Fame again. Like, that talk, every time he wins a play, you know, like wins a number of games, mm-hmm. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
No, he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. And I give him credit because I think he was. Did he get a concussion or?
It looked like it. Yeah.
Yeah. And he kept going. Yeah.
He was on the ground. They had an image of him on Twitter. I mean, eyes were wide open. Like he was out. He was out of it. I mean, he was so tough in that game. He played well. Wasn't his fault that playoff game?
No.
Yeah.
No. But the Lions, they did win a playoff game, mm-hmm. first time since 1991. Which is a long time. I remember watching the game.
I remember that game, too.
Yes, it was on CBS. I'm almost positive. No, what am I thinking? Yeah, I think it was CBS because I remember John Madden, mm-hmm. after the game, saying, you're watching. They beat the Cowboys with Aikman.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And Emmitt, mm-hmm. and Michael Irvin, and him saying, you're watching the two teams of the 90s. The Lions and the Cowboys. And remember, they demolished the Cowboys that day.
They did.
And he said, you'll be seeing plenty from these two in the next decade.
That's crazy.
And guess what?
That was
Cowboys wound up going on to being a dynasty, winning 3 out of 4, right? And the Lions never got back, never won a playoff game after that. And it's incredible.
And even take it a step further, that next week got destroyed by Washington.
Right, the next week.
Like, so it wasn't that close for them even at that point. But to think that they wouldn't have a chance to really get back to that at that time.
With some of the players they have now. And football is funny. Sports is funny. That's why windows open and close.
Quick.
Like, we talk about it all the time. Like Buffalo, I thought their window closed. All right, they're going to play the Chiefs. Here's their opportunity. If they don't get past the Chiefs, that team might not be together again. You know what I mean? They did what they did against Pittsburgh, but that was a given. Now they got the big test.
Yeah, both of those teams have underachieved this year, so it'll be
it's interesting, right?
To see. Yeah, for sure.
All right, but the Lions are what we're talking about today, And I know people are listening in Detroit. They want to call and yell at me and tell me how wrong I am. I just want to know where you were the last 20 years when I was right. But that's another story. You didn't call in when they didn't make the playoffs and say, Rob, you were right.
No, they had the bags over their head at that time.
Exactly. Now I'm wrong. Where are you on the Lions, NFL America? Are you all the way in? Like, Kerry Rhodes is all the way in. Not only is he on the bandwagon, he's driving the bandwagon.
And I can drive the bus. I've been there.
You're driving it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Steelers lost. That's not a shock.
Yeah.
But it's really about the future, right? Nobody thought they were going to beat Buffalo. It's right. About what could they cover the 10 points. But, Rob G., you were tuned in on what happened at the press conference with Coach Mike Tomlin, correct? What we got?
Anyone?
Mike, you have a year left on your contract.
Exit stage left. What was that? Her question. What? This wasn't the first question, right, of the press conference, mm-hmm. Kerry. But at some point, so he did 3 minutes, mm-hmm. and then she asked, "You have a year left of your contract."
Fair.
That's a fair question.
Fair question. Never even got
to the question. Right, because it was, and she didn't really have to say that because he knows how many years left in your contract. I guess should have been. Do you expect to be the head coach of this team?
I'm sure,
going forward.
And she probably would have got to that if he would have given her a chance. I think that's the
– he didn't want to hear it. I get it. Reporters ask questions. I know people think we're mean-spirited. That's just our job. That's all it is. Nothing personal.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I know they don't fire – they've had three coaches in 75 years or something or whatever it's been.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible.
Yeah.
This thing is stale. Come on. Kerry, don't something's got to change here.
No, I think it's stale as well. I agree with you. Mike's a great coach, but again, he's when you start hearing the same message over and over, it falls on deaf ears a lot of times.
And Steve, so, didn't you bring up Steve brought up the numbers. Like they can't score.
Oh yeah, 13 receiving touchdowns on the year. Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to win anything.
You're not going to win any games like that.
I'm just
well, they won 10.
Somehow they won 10.
Yeah.
And it's always the same. It's really ugly, mm-hmm. and they stick around, and then somehow they win. It's the same thing over and over.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a. They'll get to a point where.
Do you think he might step down?
Man, that's a possibility. I mean, I know there's a.
I know they don't want to fire him, but.
Right. It'll be one of those Bill Belichick things.
See, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Like same decision. Thing with Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. Say, yep, Pete Carroll, right? They did the same thing to him.
Yeah.
He wanted to stay. No. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
And now he's got a job counting paper clips.
Yeah, he's still going to get paid a couple million. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He's 72. Like, guys don't want to go home.
I know. And that's the thing. Even when we talk about Bill Belichick going to the Cowboys, that's a terrible fit for me.
I agree. I'd rather, if I'm him, I'd rather go to Chargers. Because I really would. They got their defense, to me, underachieved. And that's what Bill's strength is. You got a quarterback. Justin Herbert went backwards this year.
Yep.
I think he's got talent, but he went backwards this year.
Yeah.
A lot of picks in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I think the most in the NFL, Rob G, right? But you have something to work with. Anybody who takes a job where you don't have a quarterback is a bad job.
It is. And especially at their age, right? Like, if you're at that advanced age, you need to go into a situation.
And Bill's trying to win the 15. What do you need? 15 games?
14. 14.
Right.
But I think there's the thing about all these coaches, right? The longevity that, you know, obviously Bill had and Mike had.
24 years in one spot, my God.
And, you know, to have that, they become family. And, you know, they have community ties and, you know, the kids are in schools.
But
and
they're not Supreme Court justices or popes.
They are
not. Those are the only jobs you keep forever. Everybody else has to move on.
You have to move on. It's just, it'll be interesting. I think the Mike Tomlin situation is one where he can definitely stay there. You know, they're not going to fire him, but it may be a chance to move on.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
If I'm the Steelers,
you're not bringing anybody better than Mike.
Yeah, but again, is it the status quo of doing the same thing over and over? I get it. There's a part that you want to be relevant.
Yeah.
But then you look at other teams and the moves that they made, and you just get a new coach in Houston with a rookie quarterback, and you're in the second round. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
So you can sit here and go, well, but Mike Tomlin always finishes over 500, but they're not advancing.
Right.
Why could Houston advance?
Right. I mean, in this situation, it's the same thing you're saying with Dak then.
Right.
In theory.
That's what I mean.
That's what you're kind of alluding to.
Why would you keep doing it? Right. It's the same thing. You don't know Trey Lance might win you a playoff game. You do not know that.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.